I'm going to read you a poem that I wrote today. Lord, you have grafted even me in, this poor, confused Gentile rebel. You, God, delivered me from darkness, thwarting every blow from the devil. Make my heart aright, I cried. You knew my plight. Clean my hands, I pleaded. You cleansed my soul. This is no mere modification of behavior. You, Lord, entered the world you created, lived wholly perfect, but were then slaughtered. My ransom, my Savior, death penalty to my sin, yet myself extricated. At what cost? At such great cost. Greater cost none could fathom. Your lifeblood, Jesus Christ, spilt, poured out, painfully bled out, to ransom this lost Gentile rebel. God in the place of man gone wrong. This the gospel mystery indeed. Amazing grace my soul receives, my tears cannot but drench my face and shirt. Death held you not. Up from the grave you rose. Sin and death no longer binding my lot. This story, your plan, your good pleasure, your prose. Not emancipation only, though such alone would be full mercy. Further, deeper, you withheld from me nothing. You called me son, adopted. You see me as your own and yours only. Jesus, the death you bore was no overpowering by darkness, but your humble and willing approach that I might look upon you and be saved. You knew full well from even before the beginning that I could not bring myself near to you. For this reason, with love untold, you came close. You rescued me and brought this truth to my soul. In you I live and move and find my being. Hold me now firm and hold me fast, constant in hope until breathing my last, whether 5 minutes more or at a later expiration. May it be that when I die, I'm caught praising not myself but your precious name, swiftly brought into the family chorus over yonder through the gates, the way paved only by your grace, your loving kindness, your compassion extended in my direction. This Gentile rebel you called out to, son, and delighted to cause my broken ears to hear your matchless voice speak, come.